It's my great pleasure to ask Chris Wiernicki, the chairman and CEO of ABS and the lead sponsor of today's conference, to come and give us the introduction to the next panel and deliver his keynote remarks. And I'd like to thank ABS as well as all the other sponsors for their participation, help and support. And Chris, where are you? The floor is yours.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to spend some time today, actually kicking off this session, by talking about safety. Safety in the context of why is this important and timely, and then how must our focus change as we move into and towards a blue economy. And it's very important, especially now, in a very, because we are living in a very, very fast changing world. And that world is marked by one, a new language of shipping, whether it's CO2 reduction per ton mile, or whether it's CO2 emissions per megajoule of energy. It's marked by a new set of shipping shapers, a new set of technology readiness timelines, and a new set of boundary conditions. Our industry is in the early innings of a decade of change as we move into the fifth industrial revolution, marked by decarbonization, digitization, and AI. We talk a lot about decarbonization, but let's not forget digitization. Going forward, safety, like the maritime industry itself, cannot be compartmentalized. Safety is becoming a global shipping shaper, and the maritime industry must adjust to a new and emerging safety protection frontier. This new safety protection frontier not only brings risk versus risk decision-making to the forefront, but it does tie all the elements of the maritime industry together, including governments, charterers, ship owners, shipbuilders, equipment manufacturers, ports, classification societies, insurers, and most importantly, people. Safety is now more than just compliance. It is now synonymous with security, reliability, collective relationships, and people. Safety is, in fact, the mantra of our industry. But safety is not immune to the disruptive forces at work in our industry, and our approach must change dynamically in response. Safety, I believe, is the dominant boundary condition driving change as a result of decarbonization and digitization across the industry. This new safety frontier will be defined by the use of digitization, data, and specifically AI to shape everything from regulation to operating procedures. It will be more real-time, more condition-based, and more systems-oriented. It will, in fact, change the talent development equation from a focus on just experience and training and age to a focus on skills and continuous learning. Together, these elements hold the key to addressing the single most dominant issue of decarbonization, and that is identifying and managing the unintended safety consequences of significant and, in fact, seismic change. In that sense, these elements are also the future of effective regulations and classification rules. So how do we go about creating the conditions to safely implement new technology, new approaches, and new people skills? The new safety protection frontier will be a function of three things: technology, people, and condition-based system-wide performance. In fact, the percentage of digital technology available to vessel operators is already increasing rapidly. The other two elements, in particular, the emphasis we put on humans in the loop, have to ratchet up swiftly to create the required safety conditions. The digital technology component of the new safety protection frontier will be defined by artificial intelligence, the use of data, and digital twins. AI's ability to generate real-time insights, risk assessments, and behavior monitoring will improve the hazard detection through visualization. Digital twins, in fact, will be used to provide an operational representation of both current performance and projected performance going forward. Unlike traditional safety, which is focused on looking backwards, AI's predictive ability allows us to tackle the major boundary conditions of digitalization and decarbonization, the unintended safety consequence of rapid technological advance. AI and condition-based decision-making allow safety to evolve and adapt to emergent risks in line with the pace of change, highlighting the safety unknowns and allowing time to respond before it's a crisis. Enhancing regulations with risk-based requirements and strengthening the technical content to add functional requirements aligned to prescriptive criteria enables the safe and rapid adoption of innovation and technology to support the industry's evolving decarbonization and digital strategies. AI, in fact, takes this to the next level, accelerating the process of rule development and increasingly playing a vital role in shaping the rules by which our industry is governed. Traditionally, as we all know, multiple rounds of testing are needed to validate the analytical methods used for quality regulations. AI, in fact, slashes the timeline here, allowing regulation to keep pace with technological development instead of lagging in its wake. So AI is the future of the regulatory framework development and the future of classification rule generation as well. In this way, the future of class and the future of regulations are, in fact, tied together. The adoption of a condition-based decision-making model rather than the current or calendar-based decision-making model requires embracing a fully predictive, data-driven approach. In fact, data and predictive analytics employ a risk versus risk analysis to understand the system's character of safety, not the prescriptive component characteristics of safety. Class rules, in fact, that reflect risk-based requirements as well as functional requirements and prescriptive criteria will enable the safe and rapid adoption of a condition-based, technology-led approach. You see, digitization brings together real-time insights from streaming data, digital engineering capabilities, and digital twin technology to drive condition-based programs that result in more efficient machinery, lower emissions, and offer the potential for significantly improved safety performance. Through sophisticated data analytics on the ocean of streaming data from today's fully sensored equipped vessels, we are in fact able to unlock deep insights into the real-time performance of an asset, both in terms of operational efficiency and safety. We can link into the logistics and supply chains, enabling decision-making geared to the live condition of the vessel. It also allows us to get the right people in the right place at the right time to support operations all over the globe in the most efficient way possible. Ultimately, we are enabling predictive compliance and, by extension, predictive safety. The embrace of a fully digital operating model will fundamentally alter the talent development equation. So this is important because safety going forward will not be defined as just the absence of accidents, but as the new equation of capacity and capability over demand. The new equation has systems thinking, well-trained people, and a percentage usage of digital in the numerator, representing capacity and capability. Demand is in the denominator, representing the complexity of an evolving decarbonization trajectory and rapidly changing technology environment. So as you break this equation down, you will see the greater the percentage of digital, the greater the percentage of the use of digital technology, the better the learning of people, and the greater the awareness of systems and their interconnectivity, the greater the safety. Conversely, the greater the demand, the lower the level of safety. So as you can see, our future safety protection frontier is going to be redefined now as this place where capacity and capability equal demand. For all that we focus on technology, though, please remember, safety is principally a story about people. Our seafarers will be the critical factor in all of this. An unexpected side effect of the advent of AI and technological advances in shipping more generally is a reinforcement of the primacy of our people. Quite frankly, the role of seafarers and shore-based specialists is going to become more important now than ever before, as humans in the loop providing critical oversight and timely intervention come to pass. Clearly, the coming generation of seafarers will need to acquire a wide range of new skills and competencies. And the industry, all of us, will need to invest in training and development to ensure that these skills are effectively transferred. This needs a coordinated approach involving industry, regulators, and training providers to ensure that seafarers are adequately prepared for the changes ahead. I believe this new forward-looking predictive safety frontier represents nothing less than a paradigm shift in the performance of our industry and the potential to unlock huge safety gains. But there remains significant work to be done in training, systems development, and in fact, even cybersecurity, to mention a few areas, to ensure the industry is able to fully capitalize on the opportunities before us. This will be critical because safety is not only the dominant boundary condition in the next 10 years of significant industry change, it will also be the dominant driver and global shaper for climate and energy security investment decision making. Our approach to safety, our understanding of the changing dynamics and their impacts on safety, and our commitment to a new generation of safety learning will be the real enabler of our maritime industry as it collectively adjusts to change and brings the maritime industry together in terms of relationships. Public and private, charterer and owner, shipbuilders and equipment manufacturers, regulators and class, and of course, ships and ports. And finally, as decarbonization and digitization take center stage, we again cannot forget that safety, now more than ever, is synonymous with people. Because you see, safety is all about having the right collective behavior, not just the right individual behavior, which is an important reminder to all of us that safety is a team sport and a shared responsibility. So with this in mind and in conclusion, I'd like to suggest that with an understanding of what we are facing as an industry going forward, we should be investing and paying as much attention to the next generation safety learning environments for our seafarers as we are to the next generation of fuels. Thank you very much.